The Lord be with you. Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening, everyone. It's good that you braved the rain. You made it through. And of course, the gospel tonight is about baptism. And we have the sacred sign through nature also reminding us that the sacred waters cleanse us and make us new. The Lord Jesus, every time he is announced in the sacred scriptures in the heart of the church, speaks to us in the present. The scriptures are unlike any other sacred literature that we have. They not only communicate words that occur in the past, but they mediate the presence of Christ in the present. Christ speaks to us through them in the present. So tonight, here, the Lord Jesus is summoning us also to himself. Now, my brothers and sisters, all of us have desired to be great. All of us have walked a path of struggle that have put ourselves above others. We can relate to both James and John, who wanted to get out in front, who wanted to be ahead, who wanted to have power or authority or fame or fortune or achievement or accomplishment or to be at the center of things. And we can also relate to the other 10 who were jealous or envious, who were upset or angry or perturbed or hurt at what James and John were requesting. These are the battles that go on in our hearts, and ultimately they are the battles of selfishness. And the Lord Jesus desires to liberate us from that burden. To be selfish is a burden that is too great for the human heart to bear. It is a road to unhappiness. It is a road to perpetual instability. So we are thirsting and hungry for others to praise us, to others to look at us. And when it doesn't happen, we resent and we attack, or we are emblazoned against others. And so a heart that is enslaved with self-worship, with selfishness, is a heart that cannot be happy. And ultimately, it is a burden and a weight that the Lord Jesus wishes to lift from us. The sacrament of baptism offers a particular grace. It is in baptism, St. Paul will say in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, that we die with Christ, that we might rise with Him. And that is a sacramental reality given to us at baptism. But it is a reality that has to grow and mature in our lives and in our hearts through prayer, through fasting, and through listening and cooperating with the Lord. The Lord Jesus discloses to us the path of the free heart. The path of the heart that is lightened with the burden of self-isolation. A heart that is open from the inside out to others. The entire order of salvation, the law, the prophets, the writings, had their center in the temple of Jerusalem. In the temple of Jerusalem, there were sacrifices that were offered to expiate the sins of Israel. To expiate Israel from the turning into self, so that Israel could be opened up again to praise and to worship God. And there is one man in the entire people who was given the privilege to behold God face to face, who was given the privilege of entering into the Holy of Holies and appealing for Israel to be made new. And that was the high priest. In our first reading today from the book of Isaiah, we hear some of the most amazing prophetic words imaginable. That in the time of the Babylonian exile, there is a prophecy given. A prophecy that when Israel had lost the temple, had lost the priesthood, had lost sacrifices, the very means of expiating sins, of establishing order with God, God would raise up a figure, a servant who would suffer. And in his suffering, he would bear the transgressions of others, and his fidelity would reconcile others who had been unfaithful. It was a mystical prophecy that is not possible to be understood until our Lord Jesus Christ came. And so tonight he is speaking to us in the Gospel of Mark and saying that he has come to serve, not to be served, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now we know in the Gospel of Mark, the Lord Jesus begins as the teacher who teaches with authority. And he is telling his disciples, he's telling us, you know how the great ones among the pagans make their authority felt. I exercise my authority differently. You also are aware that their rulers make their presence known to those who are submitted to them. And I say to you that those who seek to be the first will be the servant, and those who seek to be great will be the slave of all. This isn't a path first of humiliation. It is a path of discovering the way that God lives. It is a path of discovering the path of a free heart. A heart that is open from the inside out and is in total relationship with God. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the suffering servant, the high priest and victim whose heart has been totally given to God. And his heart has been totally given to us. And it is the work of the Holy Spirit to rewrite the language of love on our hearts, to open our hearts from the inside out, to consecrate us, to make us holy like his own, so we can live as he lives. My brothers and sisters, when we repent of our sins, when we renounce the selfishness and the self-idolatry that make us the center of things, we begin to discover what it means to be a child of God. We discover what it means to walk before the face of God and be complete. And we discover that there can be a whole other path for us, unknown to us, that God desires for our hearts. And so in surrendering our hearts to God and being docile to Him, we start to discover God's plan for us and His will for us. In the letter to the Hebrews, the sacred author states that we have received a great high priest who has passed into the heavens, and so we are able to approach the throne of grace. My brothers and sisters, the throne of grace is the divine mercy. The throne of grace is His heart that is rent open, where we can come aware of our selfishness, where we can come before God aware of our vanity, where we can come before God aware of our pride, and we can say, Lord, I'm tired of it all. I don't want to try to save myself or make myself anymore. I don't want to have the answers anymore. I don't want to write the script of the lines of the story that is to be the drama of my life. And tonight I give you the pen and I give you the paper and I ask you to write it all new, Lord. I'm surrendering and I'm laying down my life in my way totally to you. So you can be free. So you can be free to give your life to me. My brothers and sisters, when we start to live this way, we discover the lightness of the yoke that the Lord Jesus talks about. When he says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light," means that we don't have to carry the burdens of seeking ourselves and being satisfied with other things. Our peace can be with God. There are concrete ways that we can discover this path of simplicity, of humility, and of freedom. The gateway of that path is baptism. But there is a perpetual invitation open to us to rediscover the freedom of the human heart. And it is the sacrament of reconciliation. It is the sacrament of reconciliation where we come before the Lord aware that we cannot redeem ourselves. And we also come before the Lord without the desire to do it anymore. Lord, I've committed these sins, and I also want to get to the root of them. The dispositions and the disfigurements of my personality, of my identity, that cause these things to happen in my life. And I invite you into the depths of my heart. Come, Lord Jesus. In the sacrament of reconciliation, we come naked before God. And we receive absolution. We receive the communication of grace so we can begin anew. And we discover the glorious freedom of the children of God. My brothers and sisters, we are all entrusted with one another. A concrete way for us to discover the path of Christian freedom is to serve one another. There are many things that we can do, many gestures that can accompany our lives that are acts of service. But the Lord Jesus is talking about offering our hearts to each other. Listening from the heart. Coming home from the office when we're tired and realizing that your wife and your children are there. Not only being present, but being present from the heart. Realizing that you're upset with your children, that they have to be corrected, but realizing that you can communicate your love to them from the heart. Realizing that there might be a colleague at work who is really difficult to get along with, but that you receive the burden of that person's presence and are present from the heart. To serve the way the Lord Jesus serves means that our hearts are rent open to others, that they become welcome in our presence. My brothers and sisters, this is the greatest gift we can offer someone. It's the gift of ourselves. It's the gift that the Lord Jesus liberates us for us also to give one another. My brothers and sisters, tonight the Lord Jesus gives his life as a ransom for the many. We are the many. In the words of institution over the chalice in the Gospel of Mark, he says, "This is the cup of the blood of the covenant which is rent for the many." And we receive the strength to serve one another as Christ serves us in the Holy Eucharist. The Eucharist is the food of the suffering servant that sets us free. We desire to serve one another and to love one another with Eucharistic love. For us to be able to offer ourselves to one another as Christ Jesus offers himself to us. This is the path of freedom. This is the cup that we can drink. And this is the baptism with which we have been baptized that the Lord Jesus wishes to give us. My brothers and sisters, we have received a great high priest who understands us completely, who was tempted, but who did not sin. And we come before the throne of grace asking for His mercy and giving His mercy to one another.